On behalf of South Sudan, we express our gratitude for the opportunity to participate in this briefing and consultation regarding the Secretary General's 90 days report. We acknowledge the concern raised by the report and wish to assure the Council of our full and unwavering commitment to the extended transitional period outlined in the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. And the recent presidential decrees initiated by President Salva Kiir Mayardit signifies a crucial step in the reconstitution process. These decrees address the key components of the roadmap, including the National Constitutional Review Commission, the National Election Commission, and the Political Parties Council. We warmly welcome the joint statement by the African Union in South Sudan, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, and UNMISS, endorsing these important measures. On the same note, on November 15th, South Sudan government deployed 750 personnel of the necessary unified forces to Upper Nile State. This signifies another step towards a peaceful transition in the roadmap. While we recognize the challenges highlighted in the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission's recent quarterly report, we are actively working to address critical pending issues. Specifically, we are focused on matters related to permanent constitution and the transitional security arrangements. South Sudan places a great importance on engaging with the Security Council, and we seek collaborative discussion and constructive support from the international community as we navigate the complex political, security, climate, and humanitarian challenges. Our commitment remains steadfast in ensuring a peaceful and inclusive transition within our nation. The Republic of South Sudan acknowledges the concern of conflict-related sexual violence, and we condemn these acts and are committed to robust and immediate action to address and prevent further instances of such violence. To combat CRSV, we have undertaken comprehensive strategies, including strengthening our legal framework to ensure accountability for perpetrators. Specialized courts and mechanisms have been established to handle cases with great and gravity they deserve. We recognize the importance of victim report, support, and rehabilitation, and we are working to enhance medical counseling and rehabilitation services for the survivors. Our security sectors are also undergoing reforms with focus on training forces to prevent and respond to sexual violence. Community engagement is pivotal and in changing norms, and we are implementing awareness programs to encourage reporting and reduce stigma surrounding survivors. International cooperation is sought, and we are collaborating with organizations and NGOs to access resources, expertise, and support for our efforts. South Sudan is committed to addressing the root causes of conflict, promoting gender equality, and creating sustainable peace, where all citizens can live free from fear and violence, as we strive for a future marked by justice, liberty, and prosperity. The people of South Sudan are facing profound challenges due to escalating impact of climate change, increasing temperatures and unpredictable rainfall patterns, and more frequent extreme weather events pose a direct threat to food security, water resources, and overall livelihoods. Urgent and concrete efforts are required to address these challenges. Enhancing resilience and building sustainable solutions for the well-being of the population in the face of changing climate change. Climate change is exacerbating existing vulnerability in South Sudan, affecting not only the environment but also the health and the economic stability of communities. Rising temperatures contribute to spread of diseases while shifting in perception patterns impact agriculture productivity, resulting strains on resources further heightens the risk of conflict and displacement. International cooperation and support are crucial for South Sudan to adapt these challenges. This includes investing in climate resilient infrastructure, promoting sustainability agriculture practices, and providing assistance for communities to diversify their statehoods and livelihoods. The impact of the conflict in South Sudan on the humanitarian situation in South Sudan is indeed a pressing issue. We call for continued support and understanding as we manage the influx of refugees, returnees, and to navigate the evolving circumstances in our border areas. As we navigate the complexities of our transitional period, South Sudan welcomes the constructive dialogue with the Security Council. We are open to exploring options that facilitate cooperation, understanding, and collective efforts to achieve lasting stability in our nation. We appreciate the international community's ongoing support and look forward to continued collaboration in addressing the manifested challenges facing by South Sudan. South Sudan emphasizes the importance of election in 2024. Our nation is committed to fostering a democratic democratic process that reflects the will of the people and promotes stability, inclusivity, and progress. We invite the international community observers to ensure transparency, and we encourage citizens to actively participate in shaping the future of our great nation through their votes. South Sudan remains dedicated to the principles of democracy, peace, and development as we embark on this crucial electoral journey. South Sudan call upon the international community to extend its support during this crucial transition period. As we strive for stability, reconciliation, and sustainable development, your assistance is inevitable. We seek collaborative efforts in areas such as capacity building, humanitarian aid, development funding, and fostering political dialogue to ensure a smooth transition. Together, let us work towards a peaceful process, a prosperous South Sudan, and we appreciate the solidarity and the assistance of our global partners in this transformative phase. South Sudan appeals for the lifting of the arms embargo and the removal of the individual targeted sanctions. As we navigate towards peace and stability, we believe these measures will facilitate countries' progress, enabling us to address challenges effectively. Lifting these restrictions will contribute to development of secure environment, fostering national reconciliation and well-being of our citizens. We seek understanding and support from the international community as we strive for a brighter future for South Sudan. South Sudan seeks the international support, and we invite the international community to provide expertise, resources, and oversight to help us guarantee the integrity of our country, peace, stability, and democratic proceedings. Together, let us work towards fostering a climate where voices of our citizens can be heard and democratic values upheld and can flourish. Your collaboration is essential as we strive for successful, credible electoral processes in South Sudan.